And welcome to our first podcast for the new year, 2018. As being the new year, we all have goals. Maybe getting more fit, losing weight, or doing something to get ourselves overall healthy and looking good. And why do we start and some people stop doing this? Because sometimes it doesn't feel good. To cause a change in our body, we have to feel uncomfortable, sometimes sore, sometimes upset or grouchy. Then, and only then, can we get healthier over time. Time meaning not a period of days or a week, a period of weeks, sometimes a couple months, and sometimes 3 to 4 months. Today's interview is with Chris, one of the owners of Upland and West Covina Fit Body. They mark themselves as a boot camp type of gym or facility. I like their concept, I like their following, I like all their videos, especially online, Facebook, and Instagram. They focus on HIIT training, which Chris will talk about. They focus on short workouts, especially Monday, that gets the week started right. Again, not to make you comfortable, not to make you happy, but to make you healthier. So you feel better, you feel happier, and over time, as Chris talks about one of the examples, you get off the medications. You look and feel better, and you feel you can do more things and have that confidence back, so you have the fountain of youth, as he calls. So let's listen to Chris and what he has to talk about with me about his facility. So with this interview, either on the podcast or the video, you realize Chris has a lot of energy because you realize what he's doing is help people, serving people to get healthier, living longer, and enjoying time with their friends and family. And realize with a HIIT group training like a boot camp style, this allows you to build camaraderie with people that have the same goals, to lose weight, to look better, to feel better, and hopefully stay that way. So let's go right to the interview and I'll see you afterwards. All right, this is Chris. He is the owner, manager, trainer of Upland Fit Body, along with, I just learned now, West Covina Fit Body too. So a lot of what I want to talk about today is, why is your training center so popular? A lot of what I'm seeing is in your Instagram and Facebook too is, how do people basically gravitate here instead of going to a gym on their own? And with that too, how do they, I'm breaking it probably 4 different parts here, is why do they come here as a challenge per se?
So, I guess we would say this gym is a specialized gym, you know? Exactly. So, you know, it's not like your commercial gym where you go in, all right, what am I doing today? Let me go walk in this for a minute. All right, I'm done. Let me do this for a little bit. Yeah. Here, we're here to obviously provide you everything from training, proper movements, proper weights, obviously that extra push. You know, if you go to the gym by yourself, you're just doing everything on your own and you're hoping for the best. Here, you have someone keeping you accountable. Obviously, having someone help you through the workouts, whether we need to modify things, if you have any injuries, you're not too sure, you know, what you should be working out, what you shouldn't be. We're obviously able to walk you through it without any further injuries and obviously get you stronger and make you reach your goals probably a little bit faster than maybe if you're doing it on your own or just trying to guess, you know what I mean? Obviously, most people are not as knowledgeable in the fitness thing, you know, it's just like, all right, well, I read this in a magazine, so let me try this out.
Yeah, exactly.
So here, we'll be able to tell you, all right, do this. This is why it's going to work, and this is what it's going to work.
You know? What I think a lot is going to be, you come in maybe after an injury, or you work out already somewhere else, or you're looking back into the fitness. So you can work with every different level of person, maybe they're 12 years old or 8 years old. Because you're certified trainer, along with the other trainers here too in West Covina, a lot of it is what I see in the past too, and basically what I've worked at other gyms with, a lot of it is you walk wherever they are and get them to a better spot, and better spot, and better spot. So if it's a modification because they have a bad ankle, they do a different type of push-up. Different type of weights, or use the ball instead.
Exactly.
So there's not you just walk in the club, you can't do that, then go do something over here. You actually modify things. So what I'm seeing too is how do injuries occur? I mean, I'm not injuries. How do you prevent injuries by doing this type of workout too that I know, but they want to know?
Well, just obviously just make sure they're doing it correctly. You know what I mean? It's all about form. I always tell everybody it's about quality over quantity. You know, we can all sit here and pick up heavy weights, but it's not about how much you can lift. It's about how well you can lift it for as long as you can lift it.
A lot of it's technique too, I think. And then when you do technique, a lot of us realize, I mean, I have a practice, I have this, I have a family, I want to do that. I don't want to do bodybuilding shows. That's too much work for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Most people that come in here, what's your clientele like? Are they business owners, more employees, or what's looking for?
I have everything from school teachers to psychologists, sociologists,
of course.
Social workers, you know, people that are obviously very busy, big schedules. So, you know, we obviously cater our times, early mornings, late nights, you know, people have commutes, you know, you want to get a quick workout, get a lot done in a short amount of time, so that's what we specialize in.
You know? And what is the HIIT workout you guys work here, it's a combination of HIIT?
Yeah, so obviously HIIT workouts are high intense interval training, so It will touch base on everything from bodyweight exercises to using dumbbell work for strength training. We'll incorporate kettlebell work, battle ropes, stability balls, medicine balls, any kind of cool equipment. We'll try to incorporate it to obviously help build different parts of the muscle, balance, endurance, flexibility, strength, you know, all the four aspects. Yeah. But obviously focusing on a certain muscle for the day. Like, for example, we might do legs.
Yeah.
But, you some days we might do legs with no weights, nothing, just your body weight.
That's the worst. That's the worst one. Yeah, that might be easy. That's actually harder.
Yeah. So, I mean, just exactly. Because, you know, you can do so many movements.
Yeah.
So many movements with just what you bring with yourself. You know, you can do so much with so little.
Yeah. And that's the worst. That's what I see when I go to my gym, too, is when you have a workout where there's less things that you know about, it seems very simple, realize it's probably not. The way you guys work your workouts that I've seen in some of your videos, how much people do you usually fit in here? Do you rotate them around, or what do you usually do with your workouts?
So our classes can range everything from as small as 5 people up to as 20 people. You know,
awesome.
We are pretty structured. We do everything station-wise with these stations. Good. It's timed. So you have a pretty much a base.
Yes.
And obviously, for that base, we're able to kind of move around with the trainers. You know, there's 5 of us. So we're all able to train a little bit differently. We all have different styles. So, you know, just because, you know, this trainer does it like this way, the next trainer might do it something completely different, but obviously still focusing on that, you know, muscle group for the day.
Yeah, and that's the system you have, I think, is between here and West Covina. You allow people to realize, okay, when I come in the door, I may work out my whole body, but this may be the focus today.
Exactly.
And these trainers are on the same page. Mm-hmm. So at that point, there's not you talking to Bobby and skipping a week and go, hey, I don't know what's going on. What's going on today? So you come in with the overall plan.
Exactly.
And with that too, when you have those, and we talked about injuries earlier, what do you see coming in? We talked a little bit of age-wise, or you talked about when they come in, they're like 9 to 5 people. With that too, is it an early morning class like 8 o'clock in the morning? Or what are your early morning classes like?
So we start up as early as 5 a.m.
Wow.
Some people start their days off at 4 in the morning. You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
Especially if you're commuting for a far distance for work. You know, you want to get a workout in quick, so you're obviously able to go home and get your day started. You know?
Exactly.
So that's what we cater to, you know, early morning, 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m., 6:30 a.m., you know. Definitely most people's days, you know, the average person will start that early in the morning. Obviously, it is a very early hour.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you have certain goals and dedication. You gotta do what you gotta do.
What we talked earlier about, too, is when someone comes in for the first time, the shock and all the experience, what are they looking for mentally when they come in? What's the average mental state when someone comes in?
So, you know, we have people that, you know, I've been working out for some amount of time, so I'm looking for a change. Cool. Yeah. Then obviously we'll show you, we can push you a little bit more. Then we have the person that's, you know, I haven't worked out in years. I haven't touched the weight.
I always
tell them, you know, life happens.
Yeah.
You have kids, work changes, your hours are all over the place. So I always tell them, when you come here, just expect the unexpected.
Good.
Don't come in like, all right, I already know what we're going to do today. Because you don't. You know, obviously, we intentionally do that. So you're constantly changing and you're constantly doing different movements, challenge yourself in different ways. You know, we don't want you to get there, come in like, all right, well, we're doing this again. So,
yeah,
you know, because it's boring to do the same movement compared for us to teach the same movement all the time. So, you know, we're always changing things up. We always want to change up the routine, just because the more you change, the better you challenge yourself, and the more change you see within yourself.
And when you said change within yourself, what does that mean? Is it more mental, more physical, combination of both?
It could be a little bit of everything. You know, obviously, some people work out for stress relief.
Yep.
People work out to, you know, for health reasons. Mm-hmm. But overall, you will see an increase in, obviously, just mental alertness, just overall, you know, awake, and you just feel better. And then, of course, physical, which is, you know, you're stronger. Whether, you know, you're on your feet all day and you have back problems, or you are on pain pills or any kind of medication to, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes.
Huge.
You know, that's the best medicine, exercise.
It's amazing that we know fitness, right? We know what's going on. We've been here. We've worked out for a long time. Realize when you work out, your medications will guarantee drop. Because realize with medications, a lot of it is stay home, do nothing, watch bad TV. Mm-hmm. When you come here, realize your body actually changes. So if physiology changes, then overall the medication you need, you won't need them.
Exactly.
I mean, you're not a medical doctor, I'm not a medical doctor either too. Everyone is different. So when you come in here, what I'm expecting is, I'm gonna get the unexpected, I'm gonna get a workout, and you sold it like it's really easy, right? But what's the first couple of days gonna be like?
It's probably gonna be one of the roughest days.
That's awesome.
I always tell everybody, you know, the first initial couple of days are probably the hardest days.
Good.
I mean, you're going to be sore. You're going to just not want to sit.
Be tired.
But I always tell them best thing to do is just to keep coming.
Because that's how you're going to get a workout, right? That's
getting
money's worth.
When you're pretty much, can't feel my arms or my legs kind of thing. So I'm like,
that's
really
a good workout, people. You want to feel initially, obviously you're not going to hurt yourself. Because at that point, you'll push yourself too far. But that's why you're here with these people. When you work out, I realize a lot of people what they'll do is they'll have no known rush, they'll push themselves beyond what they're going to do, at that point, then they hurt themselves. By you training with Chris and the other trainers here too, they're certified trainers, they'll watch you that whole process so you avoid the type of injury, which gets people to come and then leave. Come and then leave. So you're not going to do this, you're going to do this over time as you get used to it too. And with this too, with, for example, someone coming in, I see a lot on your Instagram and Facebook. What is the challenges like? What do you really challenge with people? Is it more weight loss? Is it more working out? Or what do you work with?
It just kind of depends. You know, everyone has different goals. Yes. You know? So we don't want to just, you know, cookie cutter it. We want to be able to have, you know, you come in and feel like, all right, this is my gym. Yeah. I'm here for this reason compared to someone else. You know, obviously, you know, we will focus on building muscle, dropping body fat. Obviously, if weight loss is your goal, then of course we can get you there. But we want to specialize it to where you're comfortable and you call it home. You know, you don't just feel like, oh, I'm here, we're all doing the same thing, you know, and, you know, they might be, they're doing so good, but I'm not seeing the results. We want to make sure to cater to where you're going to be reaching your goal and obviously getting to where you want to be and pretty much just whatever you want to strengthen in, you know, whether you do want to drop weight, build muscle, endurance, just overall healthy lifestyle changes. We're here to cater to what you need and how you want it.
And with a boot camp feeling too, I'm assuming people that come in here, they're here for 2, 3, 4 weeks. They're usually brought in by the rest of the group too, because they've been here for so long.
Yeah.
So that camaraderie, that tribe per se, allows them to actually want to stay over time because they're motivated.
Exactly. You know, and like it's a close knit family. You know, I mean, we definitely want to personalize it to a very personal level. So you know, we've had people come in not knowing anybody.
Yeah.
At the end of their time here with us, everyone's friends with each other. They have best friends. They're hanging out on the weekends with each other. Definitely, you know, it's not just, oh, come work out and leave. You know, it's a very fitness family, you know, we're all here for the same reason, and we all have this, you know, we all have goals, so definitely, you know, it's picking up each other, supporting each other, whether, you know, someone's pushing you a little bit more, you have friends that work with you, because, you know, we have someone to come with you, it makes it a lot more, like, fun, you know what I mean, like, oh, I want to come work out because my friends are coming, you know, it's, I can see them, we can hang out, work out, and just talk about how awful or how hard the workout is, and just feel, like, good, you know.
You have that camaraderie in there, too, so it motivates you to come every time. Mm-hmm. Sally's going to come on Monday, so if I don't come Monday, she's going to be upset with me.
Exactly.
That junior high peer pressure kicks in, so obviously you want to be there. And again, over time, you will see the results, and you push each other also.
Exactly.
I mean, and part of the two is when you leave here, how do people have told you that, now when I go home, I can do this better, I can do this better? What's a good example of what the life's improved with?
I have a client, he was on back pain medicine, he was on high blood pressure medicine. Him and his wife came together, and, you know, definitely they combined together, they dropped 120 pounds. And he's no more, he's not on any more pain medicine, no more back pain. He's doing triathlons now.
What?
His wife is running marathons now. You know, stuff that you never saw yourself doing in the future. Now you're like, oh yeah, I want to do this. You know, let's plan this. You know, stuff that you never thought that would ever happen.
And they were marathoners before.
No, nothing. Before. They're, you know, she's retired. He's obviously still working, but, you know, they're definitely.
And they're retired, being like they're 50, 60 years old?
Exactly. They're about 50,
Okay. 50, so. And how did their mental attitude change from when they first walked in the door versus when they started doing marathons and triathlons?
Well, you know, you come in, you're very skeptical. You're like, oh, well, I don't know. It looks kind of intimidating.
And you're 50, 60 years old, so you're a dinosaur anyways.
And it's like, you know, you're like, this is kind of intimidating. I don't know if this is for me. I might be too old for this. I might be too heavy for this.
Exactly.
I always tell them, you know, fitness has no age limit.
We're all humans, right? Exactly. We require that to stay healthy.
Exactly.
It's impossible. And when they came in, when did they start seeing results, for example?
Oh, I mean, almost instantly. Almost instantly, you kind of feel a more alertness mentally. You know, mentally, you may not be like dropping pounds right away, you know what I mean? But, you know, mentally, you're like, all right, I feel good. You know, every workout, every week, you're just feeling a little bit better and better. You know what I mean? You're more alert in the morning. You are more just awake throughout the day. You're not so tired. You know, your back pain slowly starts getting away. You're able to do more at work, do more with your kids, you know, run around without being, you know, gassed out.
And why do you think, or how do you think, he to get off his pain medications and blood pressure medication too? What do you do?
Just the exercise. Just obviously, just change up his diet. You know, when you exercise, you want to eat better. You know, you want to like come work out, you know, do this great workout and go home and, you know, eat bad, because then it just holds you back, because, you know, you're not getting your full potential of what you can do. So
you change your whole lifestyle.
Exactly. And we don't want to just come work out. We want to make sure you're doing the fullest and the most you can do for any of those workouts. You know, we want you to get the full benefit of coming here.
That's awesome. And something like that too, when they have a philosophy, they bought into, for example, medical philosophy, any medications, I can't do a lot of things, they switch over here, you can't have both. It's a habit change. So really, they're going to stay this way for the rest of their life, unless they have an injury, that point, their body changes, their mentality changes. Talk about what's the fountain of youth you were talking about earlier.
So I always say, you know, working out is the fountain of youth.
Yeah,
you know,
that's why, yeah.
It helps keep you young. Helps keep the, you know, to keep the engine moving. You know, everything supposed to be doing, how it's supposed to be moving. You know, it's, you know, we're not supposed to be sedentary. You know, us as humans, you know, we're supposed to be moving. We're supposed to be active. You know, our constant challenge ourselves. We're supposed to have muscle. We're supposed to be alert, awake. You know, we're not supposed to be sluggish. We're not supposed to be tired. You know, midday. No. We're supposed to be moving. We're supposed to be, you know, I'll be very active and awake, you know.
Well, I think a lot of it, when we work out enough, you see the benefits of now you have no injuries, so how do you get that to stay away? It motivates you to actually get healthier and healthier and healthier, so you're going to avoid the cheeseburger at night. You're going to avoid the pizza at night. You're going to avoid things that may hurt your body for once.
Exactly, because you will feel a difference. You know, if you go from exercising and change your eating habits, and then you go try to go back to your old ways, oh, no way. Your body will be like, what is this? It's like poison.
Yeah, exactly.
You will feel it.
Which is what you want to have. That's a healthy body. A lot of it, too, what I've seen is when you've worked out enough, sometimes 2 to 3 months, your body is able to change the hormones and chemical levels so you stay at a higher level. We talked about O2, then you tolerate more stress. Maybe mental stress, which is harder to buy than anything else, or physical stress in the body, too. So when someone sticks a workout like this, which is not sticking to a workout, but a workout routine, you're getting everything. You're getting the HIIT workout. You're getting everything that allows your body to not adapt to workout. You come in excited every day because you have no idea what's going to happen. Probably excited, maybe even scared based on what your weekend was like. That we're coming back and going, okay, what am I going to do now? But real, and I think a lot of people will see is when they're done, when they've done the 35, 45 minute workout, they go, okay, this is why I came. You know, is that the key?
That's it right there. I mean, we pride ourselves on our workouts very quick. It's 35 to 45 minutes.
Awesome.
That's 4% if that.
You don't burn out joints that way. You don't cause muscle fatigue where you cause injury. That's it. When someone leaves, what's the feeling that when they come in, for example, on a Monday, what happens when they work out? How do they leave usually feeling?
A lot better. You know, obviously, the weekend, Mondays are rough days, you know, obviously, but I always tell people, don't ever miss your Monday workout, because that is going to start your week off in a good way, you know, get you going the right way, because, you know, it's holidays coming up, so, parties, Friendsgivings, turkey, food you don't usually eat on a daily basis is around you, and obviously, you know, no one's perfect, you know, we all like sweets, you know,
gluttony,
so that's it, so Mondays, you always want to get that workout just to kind of get you going. Get that weekend, sweat it off, get you going on the right foot, and it's all right. Monday came in strong. Let's get Tuesday going, Wednesday going. So you, by the end of the week, you're like, all right, good. I worked out 4 to 6 times this week. I'm feeling good. I'm glad I didn't miss my Monday workout.
And that's the thing. A lot of it is when you kind of get into the habit of Monday's going to be horrible. Monday's going to suck. By coming in here, I'm assuming someone leaves here and goes, okay, that 45 minutes was not my best workout, but I'm leaving better and I'm better and better. And if your routine is getting up at 5 in the morning for this workout, Mondays for me at least, because I go to the gym at 5 too, Mondays are probably the toughest days, but that makes Tuesday easier, Wednesday easier, Thursday. So your routine gets into play faster that week, especially with holidays coming up too, and I think on Tuesday and Thursday, it ruins your whole routine. It keeps your body going the whole time, so your body sees that, so your work day didn't come up too, basically tired also throughout the day. So if you're coming in here, do some people work out in the morning and at night? How's your night work?
We do have clients that do double days, you know what I mean?
Those are guys crazy.
Exactly. And I'm saying, hey, you know, more kudos
good
to you. Good for you. You know, if you can do it, then hey, I'm all for it. You know what I mean?
What are your night hours like? What do they work like?
So we have, you know, obviously 5 evening classes as well. Okay. So we go as early as 4:45 all the way to as last class at 8 p.m.
Wow.
So, I mean, obviously, it's commuting, you know. We all commute at one point of the day or something like that. So some days are better than others. Traffic hour, it might be good, might be bad. So sometimes, you know, usually working at 4:45, you know, there's an accident.
Yeah.
Now I won't be able to make it to 8. But we want to be able to get you in here.
When having this facility, what's convenient too? What's convenient about a half hour away?
Oh, 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that gives you different options to go to with the same amount of training, same type of training too. What do you want to end with? What's something I have not asked that you may want to add in to this video?
I always tell everybody, there's no point waiting until the new year. There really isn't. You have a new day every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Why wait till 2008 is my year? Why not now?
I always tell them,
don't wait. You know, obviously, the more you push it off, the more you kind of get yourself psyched out, and you're like, oh, well, maybe next month, maybe next week. And then, you know, so on, a year's passed by, and you're like, wow, I haven't got to my goal. I've actually put on more than I expected, kind of thing. So don't wait. Just come and do it now. We offer a 3-day trial if you're wanting to know, or maybe just want to try it out. Just come in. Usually we let our work speak for ourselves. You know, I'm not here to sell you. I'm not a car salesman.
No,
I let my work speak for it.
Yeah.
And obviously I give you my all. You know, I put everything out there for you. I tell you how it is. You know, I don't sugarcoat anything.
Exactly.
If you want to know something, I will tell you. If you want to work harder, you want to do stuff harder, then I'm all yours. I'm like your expense.
Well, and that's the thing too. Look at Chris's videos of the body or West Covian Fit Body on Instagram or on Facebook. I'm gonna post all links there too. He almost posts every day because he's here every day.
Exactly. I mean, I'm a manager for a reason. You know, exactly. I love what I do. It's a rewarding feeling to see clients, you know, drop the 10 pounds, do marathons, yeah. do triathlons, you know, just feel better. Like, you know, you're improving people's lives. You know, you're definitely, you're making them live longer. You're making them enjoy life more. It's a very rewarding feeling, and it makes me feel like I'm doing something good.
Well, a lot is to you talked earlier, it's about people coming back to Up with Fit Body too. Why did they come back?
You know, you kind of, people always, you know, we have people that come and go.
Yeah, we cycle. It's not that, you know. We all cycle, right?
I'm just glad to be a yeah. part of someone's life and yeah. contribute some sort of help. Yeah. And then obviously, you know, we have clients that, oh, you know what? I tried other gyms. It just wasn't the same.
Perfect. That's the best referral.
That's the best referral. Yeah. Someone knowing, I tried other places and yeah. you guys were the best. And that's more than enough for me. That's rewarding yeah. to me knowing that, you know, what I did for my job, I put it all out there and obviously it made an impression.
And that's the key, I think, when you're looking for a fitness a place, you're coming in for somebody that I've referred to, someone that come in before too. You've been here for a long time, come to see you, mm-hmm. you know? You're getting Chris every time, you're getting someone that similar workouts to the same time. Realize a lot of your workouts, when you do them right, you do them quick, especially with a HIIT workout too, at that point you can't hurt yourself. And you're getting enough workout to where, okay, you may think I have to work out for 2 hours to burn 10 pounds. No. Why is that wrong?
Because, I mean, we can be at the gym 5 minutes. Yeah, but because you can get a lot done if you really give it your all. I mean, like, yeah, of course, you know, anyone's going to linger around the gym for 2 hours and just do a little bit of this, do a little bit of that. But you want to be able to get a lot done in a short amount of time so you get that fat burning, you know, zone.
High metabolism.
Exactly. You know what I mean? The harder you work, the more you're burned, so you don't need to be at a gym for 2 hours.
You're not going
to
wear out your joints, not going to hurt yourself.
Because, you know, obviously, doing something for 2 hours, you know, you will eventually wear
and
it out. You know?
I don't understand how people do that. Sit at the gym for 2 hours on their phone, hanging out with friends. I'd rather do something else.
Yeah.
Get yourself motivated. Exactly. Yeah, be productive for one, too. At night, do your workouts change or the same as the mornings?
It will be the same in the morning and evening, but obviously there's different trainers.
Exactly.
So you might get a different trainer in the morning, and then someone at night will be a different trainer. So it may be the same routine, but you might do it a different way. So it's like, oh, just because I'm going in the morning doesn't mean you get the same way. You know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So we have different intensities. We might do different things in between. We change it up all the time. And I give my trainers the freedom to kind of do.
Main workout.
Exactly. Here's the base.
Yeah.
That's your. It's up to you. It's up to you what the house looks like.
That's awesome. And what do you offer here? You mentioned you have some weights, some balls. Or what kind of equipment do you use when you train people?
So obviously we do many stuff in it.
Okay.
Obviously it's to help focus on those muscles in different ways.
Got it.
Because, you know, we can do a squat. But there's a million variations to do a squat, though, including medicine balls. You can do a squat with a kettlebell. You can do squats with dumbbells. You can squat with bands. Squats with...
Those are worse.
Yeah. So, obviously, we incorporate different equipment to obviously focus on the muscle, but obviously challenge you in different ways. You know, we want you to be able to do a squat, but make it as hard or as easy as we can with different stuff, you know?
At that point, you're working not just the quad muscle, working the hamstrings. The TFL band.
The glutes, the calves, you know what I mean? Get a little core work in there. So, you know, so obviously ab work in there. You know, we'll do front squats, you know, weights in front.
Yeah.
And obviously you have to engage your core a bit more. Your back has to be, you know, better posture compared to a back squat, which obviously you can do a little bit more weight.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't want to just be like, all right, let's just lift heavy today.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, you know, you want to hit your abs, your core, good posture, but then also hit your legs too. So you're getting a multi-muscle function.
What upper body benefits do you have workout-wise too? What's a good example of your workouts for upper body?
Well, obviously, upper body, you know, obviously, that vein, you know, we want nice arms, you know, like come summertime, you want to look good in a tank top, look good in a bathing suit. So, obviously, I don't tell everyone, like, you know, we do legs twice a week because, you know, they are a bigger muscle.
You burn more calories that weigh higher.
Exactly. But, you know, you want to make sure to be proportional, you know.
Exactly.
You want to be just all bottom half. You want to make sure your top matches your bottom. Having a strong upper body, you know, you're able to pick stuff up, you know, easier. Kids, you know, obviously, whether they're 2 years old to 10 years old, you want to be carried, you know? You want to make it easy on yourself. So if you have a strong upper body, your lower half will be, you know, fall with it.
Well, then you avoid shoulder injuries, wrist injuries, elbow injuries.
Exactly.
When you work out, realize a lot of when you work out, it gives you the strength and flexibility to not cause an injury. So if you're lifting things all day long, especially kids or groceries, over time, people that have a desk job, over time, they're seen as having carpal tunnel.
Exactly.
Or
tightening a lot.
All stuff too. If you work out, say, even just 3-4 times a week, that point, that injury can be prevented. In the long run, your copay is less, deductible is less for your health insurance, overall taking less medications too, running the pharmacy every week or so. So the benefit is not only physical, also hormonal and chemical, but also your pocketbook is going to be less too.
That's it.
You know, that's all. I see this all the time where people don't realize when you're working out, I would rather pay for a club and a trainer than go see a medical doctor and get more medications. So with Chris and Upper Fit Body, West Covina Fit Ball, by that point, I think it allows people to realize, do this for 35 minutes a day, which is 5 days a week, which is, what is it, 3 hours maybe?
If that.
Not even 3 hours, to be honest with you. I'm not a good mathematician. You get the workouts you need without hurting yourself. All right? Chris, anything else?
Just get in, come try us out.
3 days.
3 days. Absolutely free.
I will basically challenge you to go for 3 days with Chris. At that point, see if you'll afterwards leave a test one for him. If you like it, great. If you think it sucked, let him know.
Okay. I'm open for all reviews. Good. Obviously, constructive criticism. You
know, exactly.
And we're always here to build.
Yeah, if not, we know your address. We'll find you if you leave it there.
Exactly. You know, I'll call you and bug you.
Exactly. We'll just stop by. Chris, anything else?
So that's it right there, Tony. I appreciate
it. Well, thanks for being on the show again, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
We'll be here.
Again, the idea of this podcast is to make sure you have simple things you can do to get yourself healthy and de-stress your body so your body can stay healthy and tolerate the stress of everyday life. My job as a chiropractor is to help diagnose and treat spinal conditions along with nerve, muscle, and joint conditions. Then your symptoms of headaches, back pain, neck pain, arm pain, leg pain can go away. Once we do that, then how do you return your quality of life back to a better normal? And interviews like this with Chris from Upland and West Covina Fit Body gives you things you can do, example of how to do it. Again, our goals with these interviews is to make sure you have the ability to get yourself healthy and stay healthy. Then you see the long-term benefits of not having to take medication, not having to see your medical doctor very often. And thank you for listening to another episode of the Crooked Spine Show. Go to our show notes, and the bottom of our show notes, contact, connect with us through our Facebook, YouTube, website, and Instagram. And don't forget to leave a review. That way we know how to structure our podcast to help you live a simple, healthy life through these experts. So enjoy health from the inside out, and we'll see you on the next one.